Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stephen, 10 in the morning here at 8:48 on a Monday morning, President's Day. Three big things. Basketball. Wichita State 82, Tulane 57. One person injured as small airplane crashes in Valley Center. A man is dead after a shooting in southwest Wichita. No one arrested. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning we've got that fog is a traffic hazard out there. Now we've got a dense fog advisory is actually active until about 10 a.m. this morning, but we've got the fog listed right now. Visibility, Eisenhower National Airport, 3/4 of a mile. So, seems to be pretty heavy at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Morning fog is a forecast, becoming mostly sunny later today with a high of 56 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 31. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, tomorrow's high 43 degrees. Now fog, a north wind at 9 miles per hour and 41 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 8:50 now. Stephen Ted here on KNSS. An unseasonably mild day across central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 55 degrees. Normal high for the date is 49. Well, is the worst part of surgery how much it costs?
This is House Call for Health. The pain after surgery can be severe when the bills come in. A new study looks at surprise medical bills. Researchers at the University of Michigan focused on elective procedures and surgeries scheduled in advance. They looked at patients who used a hospital and surgeon who accepted their health insurance. But the patients did not check into the anesthesiologist or pathologists. These doctors were out of network, not part of the insurance plan. That means their health plan paid a smaller percentage of the bill. This is known as balance billing. Insurance pays part and you pay the balance. The study found the average bill was more than $2,000. The study in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds the financial burden is hardest on lower income patients, where a large surprise bill can cause major hardship. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
General Motors says it's pulling out of Australia, New Zealand, and Thailand as part of a strategy to exit markets that don't produce adequate returns on investments. Now, the company says in a statement it will wind down sales, engineering, and design operations for its historic Holden brand in Australia and New Zealand in 2021. It also plans to sell its Rayong factory in Thailand to China's Great Wall Motors and withdraw the Chevrolet brand from Thailand by the end of the year. United Airlines will not use the Boeing 737 MAX at all this summer, while American Airlines is still holding out hope for a late August return. Of course, this after the two aircraft crashes and the problems with the 737 being recertified. Not yet. The reduction in flights could mean slightly higher fares. United says it took the plane out of schedule until at least September 4th. American followed a few hours later by saying it won't use the plane until August 18th. More than 2 months beyond its previous target of returning the plane in early June. Major stock indices finished their second straight weekly gain on Wall Street Friday. For the week last week, the S&P rose 52 points, the Dow gained 295 points, and the NASDAQ climbed 210 points. 210 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And today is National Cabbage Day. Yeah, we got to celebrate everything. Why not the cabbage?
Why not Cabbage Day? Sure.
A delightful garden staple that provides some of the best recipes for the Celtic holidays coming up next month. It's an excellent day to test your corned beef and cabbage skills alongside other delicious seasonal dishes. Cabbage is an ancient food with origins in Asia Minor, Turkey today, and the Eastern Mediterranean. Corned beef and cabbage, yeah, that's good. Is it sauerkraut cabbage? I believe it is. And when my kids were growing up, I said, let's just see what boiled cabbage tastes like. So we would boil some cabbage and put a little butter and salt on it. That's pretty good, too. I like cabbage. Celebrating cabbage today. It is President's Day, and those of you listening, some of you, I suppose, don't have to work today. We've got a three-day weekend across the country for the federal holiday, meaning that most of your government offices are closed, local, state, and federal levels. No regular postal delivery today.
And, of course, if you happen to go out in the retail world, I imagine there's plenty of sales to...
Yes, there are.
That's generally a President's Day thing.
Yeah, there are. The banks and the retailers are open and ready to do business with you today. Buy a TV or a car or anything today. They're having a big President's Day sale. That's kind of a tradition this time of year. It's 8:50, coming up on 8:54 now, Steve and Ted. And on President's Day, I've been sharing some little tidbits about the presidents here this morning with Steve and Ted.
All right.
The S in Harry S. Truman stands for... Nothing. Doesn't stand for anything.
It's just S.
Just, it sounds good. Harry S. Truman. Instead of Harry Truman, and Harry S. Truman. So that's a little known fact, or not that little known. I knew that. But
yeah.
Franklin D. Roosevelt met President Grover Cleveland when he was 5 years old.
Wow.
Not Cleveland. Franklin was 5 years old.
Right,
Cleveland said,
right.
I am making a wish for you. It is that you may never become president of the United States.
Oops.
And that's, he said that to Franklin Roosevelt, who, of course, became president of the United States.
And that's when we found out that wishes don't come true, apparently.
Not always, no. And FDR was the first president to appear on television. I did not know that. During a 1939 broadcast from the World's Fair. Of course, they didn't have 250 cable channels then, so...
Yes.
He was just kind of there. I'm sure the picture was not very, very good either.
A president showing up on television at least at one point in time every single hour of every single day was a late ways off.
I bet.
Yeah.
And at 42 years, 10 months, and 18 days old, Teddy Roosevelt was the youngest man to hold the office of president. John Kennedy was the youngest to be elected president.
Okay.
Roosevelt was on a camping trip in the mountains in Maine when somebody came up and got him and said, hey, McKinley's just been shot. You're the president. Come on down. So FDR was 42 years, 10 months, and 18 days old when that happened. Well, I hope you have a great President's Day out there. Steve and Ted. Ted's going to be back in tomorrow morning. We'll be back to normal strength and looking to have a good week here on President's Week, if you will. So keep it here with Steve and Ted, and we're going to have more tickets here to Def Leppard and tickets to give away this week. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. On our news, a man is dead after a shooting in southwest Wichita. We've got that story and all the news coming up at 9 o'clock here with Steve and Ted. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Fog now and 41 degrees.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.